Welcome to the DC Daily Drop, your one-stop shop for today's important news in DC movies, TV, and comics. Here are your hosts, Tom and Zach.
Welcome to a Monday, May 29th edition of the DC Daily Drop, a Memorial Day edition. I'm Tom.
And I'm Zach.
And jumping right into the news, it's Wonder Woman's week, man.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's like everybody can see it, unless, you know, you're like in Japan or Germany, then you gotta wait still. But that's pretty cool.
That's your fault anyways, so
that's just me. it's worth a flight to someplace else, right? Or at least a train ride or something. Yeah. Maybe not from Japan, train ride to somewhere. But just some final news here. Collider had an interview with Patty Jenkins, and she said that there was no deleted scenes. And little has actually changed since their very first cut of the film. So some people are glad that there's no deleted scenes. Some people are kind of bummed because they like seeing them on the Blu-ray, which is kind of me. But I'm glad, you know, it's kind of cool when you can cut everything that way. But deleted scenes aren't necessarily a good or bad thing.
Yeah. For me, I don't know. It doesn't affect me much. I don't really watch those most of the time. I just watch the movie. But it's... To me, at least, it just sounds like, you know, she knew what she wanted to do. They let her do it, and she executed it pretty well, had a pretty good vision, and was able to follow through on it.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And box office numbers. Box Office Pro, who initially had their long-range projections for domestic Wonder Woman of $83 million opening weekend and $225 total, they bumped that up recently, and they bumped it up again last week for their projections. They're now currently projecting $111 million domestic opening weekend and a $300 million domestic total at the box office.
Yeah, and $83 million I think would have been good just within it of itself. I think that would have been a success, but $111 million, that's pretty good. That would be really, really amazing if it hit that number.
Yeah, and it's getting up. That would, you know, I don't remember. That would be their second or third best solo film debut for a character. It's Deadpool's number one at 132, and then one of the first Spider-Man film is up there too. I think that's at 114. Man of Steel's at 116, but I'm not counting that for that. But if you count that, if it passes 116, it would be the second best solo film. Debut solo film in a superheroes have a lot of complicated things to say because it's you know it would pass Man of Steel, which is not the first solo film for Superman, but the first in that universe. So either way, it's trending up, and it looks like it's going to be a fantastic number, whatever it ends up being.
Yeah, I'm just excited that people are excited for this because this is something we've waited for such a long time, and it seems like a lot of other people have been waiting for it too.
And I'm pretty confident it'll top the $16 million opening of Catwoman, which is the current top female-led superhero film. So that's good.
Yeah, I think it might hit that. Well, it's probably already hit that in pre-sale tickets anyways.
Right. And just one last thing. Reviews drop tonight at midnight. If you're on the East Coast or in the U.S., midnight Eastern or 9 p.m. Pacific time tonight. So if you just a warning, if you want to stay away from those or we're not going to be talking about them until after we've seen the film. But they will be out there if you are not careful, or even if you are careful sometimes.
Yeah, be really careful on Twitter. That's where it normally gets me. I'm just browsing through, reading a bunch of other stuff, and all of a sudden something pops up. So I'll probably be off of Twitter for the next couple of days. Yeah. All right, moving on to Aquaman news. Executive producer Charles Roven believes that Aquaman's going to take place after Justice League. He did an interview with CinemaBlend, and he says Aquaman will make reference to Justice League. There will be some reference of something that preceded Aquaman that will be in Aquaman. I believe that is the intention. He went on and said that.
Charles Roven doesn't seem like he knows a whole lot about Aquaman. He's not as involved as he has been. And he's a regular producer on all the other DCEU films thus far. But the Aquaman, he's less involved in. He's an EP. And but he kind of knows a little bit, it sounds like.
Yeah, he probably knows more than we do, but he maybe is. He knows more than we do for sure. He goes on and says that James Wan definitely knows where he's going with Aquaman, and that movie takes place in a world where Justice League happened and Man of Steel happened, and Wonder Woman obviously takes place before Man of Steel, except for the bookends we have. So that's where we have the most ability to freeform. We could do a movie that takes place after Justice League. We could do a movie that takes place after Batman versus Superman. Well, not really. Can't do a movie between Batman versus Superman and Justice League, but we can do movies that take place right after Justice League, and we can do movies that precede Justice League.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't, that tells us that Justice League is going to take right place very quickly after Batman v Superman, which isn't surprising,
right?
From everything we've known so far. But also, you know, it seems like, as was talked about before, you know, Aquaman will take place after Justice League. But I'm still expecting lots of either flashbacks or, you know, scenes of a young Arthur and things like that, to see some of more of his origin that they can't touch on in Justice League.
Yeah, we had a Twitter question about that a while back about origins and flashbacks and stuff. And I think we both agreed that, well, we're both hoping for and assuming that we're going to see a good amount of that in this film. And this for sure doesn't rule that out at all.
Oh, yeah, exactly. On to TV, in Supergirl news, Floriana Lima, who plays Detective Maggie Sawyer, will be downgraded to a recurring character in season 3 of Supergirl. I didn't even realize this, but she was a series regular in season 2. But she was in a lot of episodes, so that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
EP Andrew Kreisberg said, "We adore Floriana and have loved working with her to tell this inspiring story. Although she's not available to us as a series regular next season, as she's looking to pursue other opportunities, we're happy she'll be returning for multiple episodes in season 3. And Lima actually tweeted that her role was originally intended for only one season. So, but they must have liked her and want to see more of her.
Yeah, I really liked her role in this season. Like, probably more than when I first met her, I wasn't sure about her. But then as the season developed, I liked her more and more. And then, obviously, if you've seen the end of season 2, you would assume that she's going to be around more in season 3, but this seems like she's not. And of course, characters can't be happy on TV, so we'll see what happens.
Well, yeah, it doesn't necessarily mean an unhappy ending. She could just actually do more of her, spend more time doing her job where we don't see her, you know, which I would be fine with seeing more of her doing her job, but some of that might be off screen. So there's a lot of ways around it.
Yeah, for sure. Moving on to Legends of Tomorrow news, Neil McDonough is going to return as Damian Dark in season 3. Article from Broadway World describing that he revealed it at Phoenix Comic Con. And he actually said, "I'm not so sure if I'm supposed to announce that, but you're the first to know, Phoenix."
Yeah. But I'm sure he wasn't supposed to announce it, but he did. So yeah, he didn't say how much of a role he'll have, if it's a regular role. Kind of sounded like that from his quote here, but I don't know. It could just be a few episodes or one episode that he shows up in, but he's going to be back more. I don't really have a big opinion on that. I like the actor, but you know, we've seen a lot of Damian Dark, and I don't necessarily need to see a lot more of him, but I'm not, you know, against it very much, but it's not something I need to see more of, but I'm okay with it.
Yeah, this doesn't... It's not like mind-blowingly good, and it's not bad news either. It's just, okay.
It's news.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's cool.
Yeah. So that's it for today. A note that the Lucifer season 2 finale airs tonight, and Gotham's 2-part season 3 finale will be a week from tonight. So that's all we've got for today. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening, and make sure to check out DC Daily Drop on Twitter, Facebook, and DCDailyDrop.com. Drop by tomorrow for more DC news.